Make a little extra pocket change for this weekend?
Yes, I do indeed.
Well, look no further than Paramount Sports Lee Sterling to tell you how.
All right, here we go. Before Turkey Day tomorrow, what do you say we get our friend Lee Sterling on the air, handicapper from South Florida, because a lot of people I know want to jump on some games tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you can't do it without the direction, the leadership, the knowledge of our friend from South Florida, Paramount Sports, Lee Sterling, with us on the air. How are you, pal?
I'm good. Just calm before the storm tomorrow. Probably put on 4 or 5 pounds, but so I'm in a nice dieting mode today. Had a salad, drinking a lot of water. Feel like a fighter, getting ready for a big fight.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving Day fast has already begun. For me, it began 2 days ago. I'm just going lettuce and water the whole time. And, boy, that does not feel good, man. I'm telling you right now. But it's going to be all worth it tomorrow. I want you to do something for me. I want you to weigh yourself Thursday morning and then weigh yourself again right before you go to bed Thursday night and tell me how much you put on, okay?
Okay. Have you ever done that before?
Every freaking year. My record right now is 7.5 pounds.
Wow. I don't know if I can do 7.5 pounds.
That was from my fat days, by the way, about 15 years ago. I did 7.5 pounds in one freaking day, baby.
If you come here to Miami, we have 9 pies, different pies being made. You got to watch the pie judging contest. So I have one daughter making, the oldest Sydney's making the banana cream pie. Rourke, the youngest, is making a blueberry pie. And I hear there's a mystery key lime pie coming to be judged. I haven't heard who it's going to be made by, but one of the other people attending. So check that out on Twitter about 4 o'clock your time tomorrow.
Hang on, I'm having a moment right
yes!
here.
Yes!
All right, man, let's get to the game. Right. Let's start with the big game on Saturday in Columbus, Ohio State and Michigan, number 2 versus number 3. Buckeyes given 7.5. Winner will be obviously in the driver's seat for a Final Four berth and likely locking themselves into a Final Four, the Big Ten championship as well. Buckeyes given 7.5 against Michigan. What do you know?
A couple days ago, looked like we were going to have rain for this game, but the latest forecast is low 50s, sunny and clear, and I think that favors Ohio State. Also, Michigan running back Blake Corum got hurt in the last game, and he's the guy that stirs this offense here. If they fall behind in this game to Ohio State with C.J. Stroud throwing the football, throwing 35 touchdown passes this year, they are going to be in trouble. Home field to Ohio State, revenge for last year after winning 7 straight here. The Ohio State University, 38-24.
38-24, take the 7.5 and run, says Lee. All right, USC also looking for a Final Four berth. They got Notre Dame. That's in the Coliseum, I believe, this weekend. 5.5. Trojans are favored by 5.5. What do you see happening down south in L.A.?
So the Irish are going to try to shorten the game here. They want, would love for it to be 8 or 9 possessions instead of 13 or 14 times each team has the ball. You know, you look at who they played. I mean, even their best win on the road versus North Carolina has to be dismissed now. North Carolina lost week to Georgia Tech at home. USC not statistically good on defense, but they come up with some timely stops, and they are plus 21 in turnover ratio. Caleb Williams right now, if they win out, I think he's the front runner to win the Heisman and possibly the number one overall pick for the 2024 draft. Fight on, USC, 45-38.
Okay, take USC, give the 5.5. The game formerly known as the Civil War. You can't say Civil War because people get mad around here. Oregon's given 3.5 against Oregon State in Corvallis. What do you know there?
I think Bo Nix is still not 100%. If he's not 100%, doesn't play at a high level, I think they're in trouble. I mean, look at this Oregon State team. They had a kid who was a third-string quarterback. Gilbertson, he's now the guy. Damian Martinez, he was probably going to be the back. He's incredible running football. And a tight end, a kid from Seattle, Jack Velling, he's come on now. This team is a tough out, and they can shorten the field here. Raison Wright, the cornerback, they put him on one side. Makes it a lot easier to shut down the passing offense here of the Oregon Ducks here. Wrong team favored.
There you go.
Beavers outright here, 35-30.
Well, that's good news for UW. If that happens on Saturday, let's get to the Apple Cup. Huskies in Pullman looking to end the one-game winning streak for Washington State, get the trophy back. You know about what happened last year when they came here to Husky Stadium and Jaden Delora planted a flag on the 50-yard line. The Cougars had a big old party like they won the Super Bowl after they beat a 4-win football team, by the way. They stormed the field, the Cougar fans did, that were in Seattle. So Huskies are now giving a point and a half in the Apple Cup Saturday. Talk to me.
Yeah, and everyone thinks this is going to be a contest where both teams throw the football. I think Washington might surprise some people and run the football and have some success. If they do that, it's going to open it up for the passing lanes here. Hey, Washington State would love for you to sit back and third and long, then they have a chance, but I don't think it's going to happen here. I think the defense will also get a couple takeaways here. The right team is favored. Huskies, 38. Cougars, 28.
Attaboy. Speaking my language there, big fella. All right, let's go. Seahawks and the Raiders on Sunday. Hawks are given 3. Mike Florio made a great point on the radio show at 3 o'clock that the Raiders are 1-7 against teams not named Denver. Hawks are back home after a week off, given 3 against the Raiders.
And aside from Davante Adams, Max Crosby, and Josh Jacobs, this Raiders team is not getting a whole lot of production. They're 27th in total defense, fewest takeaways in the NFL, and are just averaging 15.5 points the last 4 games here. So just think that this Seattle team finding ways to win, not going to beat themselves. And Smith right now, quarterback, a below-the-radar 14-4 against the spread his last 18 starts.
Wow.
The Seahawks, what a story here. They win and cover here 30-20.
You're talking about, okay, so they played 10 games this year, so in the previous 8 games before that.
Yep.
What's his record this year against the spread? Do you know this year?
Can tell you that right now.
I'm curious to know what he's done with the Seahawks, by the way, against the spread.
Okay, well, let me look at my crack stat here.
Well, just text it to me, and I'll put it on the air.
Okay.
You said he's 14-4 in the last 18 games. That obviously goes back a long time for Geno Smith, maybe even back to his Giant or Jet day. So I'm curious to know what he is against the spread against the Hawks. Find that and text
that to me.
He started
every game this year, correct?
Yes, of course, but that's only 10 games. So in the other 8 games,
six
how far
four.
Is – He's 6-4.
Against
all right, 6-4 this year.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Do you like the Hawks minus the 3? Game of the week is Niners and Saints. What do you know about that one?
They want to get it for free. Call 800-400-9741. Give it to them for free. How about this? We hit our college football underdog play of the year last week. On Saturday, our college football blowout special goes. I'm going to text it to you now. It's a game where the line is a little above a touchdown. I think they're going to win by 4 or 5 TDs. You want to get it? Turkey Shootout, 15 games from Thursday through Sunday, just $97, ParamountSports.com.
I love it. All right, you're the man. Enjoy the pies tomorrow. Tell the girls I said hello, and we'll talk in a week. All right, buddy?
Sounds good, Dave. See you, bud.
All right, we're going to break. Petros Papadakis is going to join us.
Horse Crap Radio Show.
Next, we'll get his thoughts on the Apple Cup, his thoughts on Oregon, Oregon State, and a lot more with Petros, courtesy of SweetJames.com. Coming next on a Wednesday night right here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM.